as people of Northern Ghana or Northern region, we need to continue to think different ways of approaching things. If the thing is demand driven, you actually can increase it by actually conserving your ecology. In other words, when the land is not burnt, when the grasses are not burnt, you can even have more rats. As a matter of fact, and I would like to put this on record, for the last 3 years, so we have to develop and think of ways by which we can meet these insatiable, so-called insatiable demands. The other thing is that we need to continue to re-educate and understand the impact this damage is causing. Is the value of the rat higher than that of losing a whole vegetation, a whole plantation, and a whole livelihood of not just a business person, but the people who work in those businesses, and ultimately to the people of this country? So the attitude that yes, there is a high demand for spice rats, yes, you can have millions of demand, but you should even have a sustainable way of actually meeting those demands. But if you don't have a sustainable way of meeting those demands by having a way of conserving that and producing more, then in the end it's a false demand, because you can't even meet the supply. So at the end of the day, it's cost 90, everybody loses. So you don't get enough rats, the owners of properties that are lost, significant amount, millions of Ghana cities been lost, and the people who want to buy those things supposedly would not even get it, because you don't have it, how can they buy? So we need to think beyond just the way we have been operating, and I think that is the way we should be looking at. Several years back, you could just go about 5 kilometers and you would have as many wild guinea fowls, deers and hunters, antelopes. But now you travel several kilometers, you will not even get a pheasant, not to talk of the rats that they have been chasing, or rabbits. You hardly find rabbits. See those who go hunting, a whole truck, semi-trailer full of, people, they go hunting. If you were to look at the number of people who have actually gotten something from their catch, the percentage is less than 5%. So is it really worth it? We are like, killing ourselves slowly. It's like somebody drinking poison that doesn't have immediate impact, which is not cyanide, by killing our environment slowly, and in the process killing our businesses and even killing our own heritage.